Mitzvah Seilamud. Now, just Agdomo, I didn't discuss that much of Seder, but if you look at the Rambam for Mitzvah Chof on, it's all mitzvahs which, in the Rambam's opinion, revolve about Beis HaMikdash, okay? And the interesting thing is, he talks about he talks about a separate inyan of the menorah to be in the where it is in the base in Heichal, and he talks about the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He says he doesn't know why the Shulchan or whatever it is, but each one of these things, you get the impression there's something in the Shulchan besides the mitzvah, lechem upon him somehow relates to the mikdash. It's a very interesting thing, you know. He doesn't take all kabbalas, doesn't take tamid. The tamidim will be later in terms of avodah. But he works through these various mitzvahs, and each one of them have to do with mikdash. Okay? And here, yeah, for example, the Ram learned that it was also Kima Mikdash, because the Hasos Adeshin is Soch HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach is a Chedek of the Mikdash. And Sefer Chinuch in Kuflam Mitzvah, Kuflam and Aleph, Mishoshi HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Zuh, Mashkas Al Lahagdil Kvoid Habayis, Ulahadroi, Bechol Yicholteno, Menatam Sha'omano Shom. V'noi hu l'mizbeach l'fanu sadeshimi mokum shuroi l'hadlik boya esh. V'oyit shu esh doylik yofi k'she ein tachtov deshim. Okay. And the Ram says something similar to this in Meure, as far as how be mitshneba mikdash uba oivdov. The Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Hei. V'omnom heyois hashmiro v'asivuv saviv l'mikdash tamid. This sivuv is the same word that he uses in Arabic when he talks about going around and, I guess, checking up on things, okay? The mikdash tamid hu lechabed oisoi hu lefo aroi. The whole purpose of shmiras and mikdash is to mechabed the mikdash and lefa aroi. Shloi hausui, it's something we learn that it's that, you know, it's key, it's no need for it, it's just that it's a cover that there should be shomim. Okay? So he says, Shloi hausui, and say, Emmer in the Vuchim, Hasichlim gamkein vatmeim elov. V'loi be'es ha'aninus. V'chol mish sh'loi rochot gufoi k'mo shi'iz boya. The t'meim. U'mechlal advor v'mi'in l'hagdil ha'bayis ha'mikdash l'foroi ad she'agiu l'onu yira mimeno. And that Old Higdil Milus Oivdo Venivdo Kohanim Sohl Halbish Vachule, and this, all this Lachaira is something similar to the Chinuch says, so it should be no problem of putting Hasoras Hadeshin in this same category. Okay? And that's why he puts it over here. Okay. Now, He shenitztavu hakohanim. Okay. See here, kohanim are part of the nusach mitzvah. It's kohanim. And also, the Ram has the same thing in Hilchos Tumim Musafim. He has like this in Tumim Musafim. Perik Beis, Alachayur, Halomas Hadeshin, Me'ala Mizbeach, B'chol Yom Mitzvah, Seishnev Ve'herim, Es Hadeshin, V'hi Avoida Me'avoidus Kohuna. And you know, you need to say more because Mufuish in the Pasuk. Vavavash Hakehain Midevad Vachule, the Pasuk which he quotes. Veheirim Es Hadeshin. However, in Minyan HaMitzvah, Sakotze, he writes, Lahorim Hadeshin Me'alam Mizbeach Vachol Yoim. Shenema Veheirim Es Hadeshin. Vechem Epotei HaMitzvah, he says, Lahorim Es Hadeshin Vachol Yoim. He doesn't say anything about Kohen, but I assume that it's Lab Badafka, even though I can't tell you why, you know, that sometimes you just, the call of the Kohen name is Badafka, and it could be, we'll see later that the Rambam quotes, you see, really, all you had to say, Veheri Mesadeshin, that's really the mitzvah, correct? So it could be, he quotes the beginning, V'lova Shakoy Midoy Bad, Michta Se Bad, to tell you that it's Koy. Okay, then he says, it's B'chol Yoim. Okay. So it's B'chol Yoim. So the truth is, in the Pasuk, he does say B'chol Yoim also mean HaKotzel, the Holy Madeshim, and HaMizbeah B'chol Yoim. And in Hilchos Tumim Musafim, Halom Es Hadeshin on Mizbeach, B'chol Yoim, Mitzvah Seh. Okay. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it's B'chol Yoim. So I would assume that what the Ram does is the assumption is to say the Psukim. Because in the Parsha, in Tzav, it's Avodas HaMizbeach B'chol HaLaila. And the going in continuation to the next day. Avodas HaLaila is equal in Sreifas HaOilo. Ugmar HaSreifo, Yesh Mitzvah B'chol Yoim, L'Holim HaDeshen Mi'al HaMizbeach. So this is what the Pasuk is telling you. That's the Seder Yoim. Sav is Aaron, we as born of Lemo, Zeis Teres Oilo, here Oilo, Al Murto, Amazbech, Alilo, Ad Aboike, Vieshim is Bech Tuk, Ad Aboike, and that's all. Vieshim Bech Tuk Aboy, Volova Shakoyin, Midevad, Mirzebad, Yubashabasor of Hamas Adeshim. And the assumption is that this is every day, even though it's not 100% clear. You know. But that's what he assumes. Okay. Now, he does something amazing over here. And he says, "Vihi hanikras trumas hadeshen." So the kid says, "This mitzvah is called trumas hadeshen." Okay. What's trumas hadeshen? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumim Musafim Perei Beis Alochiyud Beis Ketsa Tormim v'chulei. V'noitras ha-machto, v'oilo l'roish ha-mizbeach, u'mufanas ha-gecholim ve'elech ve'elech, v'choytum ha-gecholim v'shnes achol b'lev ha-eish, v'yorid l'mato l'oretz, v'hoifeich ponov l'tzofoin, u'mahalech be eretz lemizroch, ba'aretz lemizroch, lemizroch kevesh, k'mo esa amois klapi atzof, v'tziv esa gecholim, shechota al gabi aritzo, rochok min ha-kevesh lo ishet tvochim. Okay? V'chulei, v'chatiya zu, the chatiya zu, shechite b'machto u'murid l'ritzfo, eitzel ha-mizbeach, hi ha-mitzvah shel kol yom. So it's the haromas ha-deshen l'hoirodo, correct? So the chayri is, the mitzvah is not only the aroma, aroma sedesh includes the aroma, and the hirod al ritzpo. And that's what it says. V'lov ha-shakoy midi bad, v'lich zibad yil v'shal besoro, v'hirim ha-sedesh l'atoch halo eish, es ha-oil ha-mizbeach, v'somoy eitzel ha-mizbeach. Okay? Now, okay, that's what we have. So, l'cheira, the discussion about dishin ha-mizbeach and hoitzos ha-deshin is not mentioned. Correct? It's tumas ha-deshin and taking the machto and emptying the contents on the three tfochim from the mizbeach. Correct? Because he says, Chatiyazi, Chatiyazo. See, even though the Sifra says that the Minayin, Leivorim, Ubedorim, Shulis Achim, Be'erev, Shemisalkin, Letzad, Letzidia Mizbeach, Vim Ein Lotzdodim, Machazing Sodna Osreve, Ola Kevesh, עד שסוד סוד אסא מרוכו ומחזיר למרוכו תמורי מה שתוכל עד שסא אוי למזבח לכל ידעת לסיד המזבח which was prior to Trumas Adeshin try it prior to how to Dishan המזבח okay so there's a remiss to that in the Pasuk and after that is Grifas Adeshin ורודוס למטה which we call Dishan המזבח and then there's Hoitzos Adeshin and all this is not Bechala Mitzvah even though they're part of the Seyed Avodah Seyoyim. Because the Ram says in Hilchus Tfilin Musafim, Peri Beis, Alocha Yugimel, Yudal and Tezvov, Acha Shiorat Zeh Shetoram, Rotzim Echo Vakohanim, Mekachim Yedeim, Vagleim, Vimheiro, Vodas Magrefois, Vyasa Sinoiris, Vilmi Roshim Izbeach, and then they do the Seyder. Vyachachach Gofin, Vyachachach Gofin Es Hadeshim Magrefois, Bekot Zodim Izbeach, ומעל נויס הרימו, על גב מטפוח, וגופן איסו הרימו בפסחתו, והוא כלי גודל שמחסיק לסך, ומורידין איסו למטה. This is Dishan המזבח. And that's around Pirush Nais also. אחרי שאולים לכהנים לראי שמזבח, עם פרק בייז, ותומד משנה בייז, אחרי שאולים לכהנים לראי שמזבח, ומסלקנס החלובים, ואיבורים וכו'. Yomeshach ha-layla, in the Mesad Litzdodim, U'machziru in ois Litzdodi ha-mizbeach, O moridin ois l'kevish, k'mo sha-omar, Chizim v'gofin es ho-efe magrefos, she-biyodim u'malin oisei al ho-efe, she-neorom be-emsa ha-mizbeach, v'u'anikla tapuach, ad she-oisin oisei ha-reimo, be-emsa mokam marocho kein tapuach, l'fichuch nikla tapuach, ואך כך גוף מיועס הגודיש ומוציאין אס אל שפח הדשן עד שמנקים אס המזבח מלאיפה. וזה הוא הנקרו דישון המזבח באמס. Okay. So this requires kuhuna. Aini kishudag מגליים, as it seems to say. And only Hoitzos Hadeshin is Lava Voiz. We'll see about that, okay? And then, the interesting thing is, and this is confusing, I'm not sure I know 100% the answer, the Amen Perek Tess of Bias HaMikdosh says, Hagomas Deshin, Sricha Koyin, Shnem Volova Shakoyin Midei Bad, Vim Herim Yisrael Loike. Vieno Chayv Misa, Afa Pi Shenachre Avoida, Shnema Avoidis Matona, Avoidis Matona Hu, Shetia Koyin, Levad Bekoyin Levadoi, Vim Kolav Loza Chayv Misa, Ava Avoidis Siluk E Chayom La Misa. Okay? Bechain Im Dishain Mizbeach Hapnimi, Ramanoir Eno Chayv Misa. So there's something missing in the middle. What about Dishan Mizbeach Achitzai? Unless he assumes that the Haroma, it includes it. But, you know, in Chati it doesn't. So what happened over here? You know, the Mitzi says this. He says, Zeh Nikra Trumas Adeshin, Haromas Adeshin, Trumas Adeshin. That's the Mitzvah. And then we'll come back to this one. Okay, this the chayv is a little bit odd. And the hoitzos adeshin is also not part of it. Correct? Not part of the mitzvah. Okay. And this is odd. Why? Because the post says v'lo v'shakayin midoy vad u'midoch zevad yul v'shabasoa v'heimis adeshin asher toichol eish eso oilo ala mizbeach v'somoitz mizbeach. Ufortunately, begod of lovers, begod of machirim, votzias adeshin amichutz lamachne el mokom tor. Tachmafuish apostle in the Torah, tzivui, that you have to take it out to the mokom tor. Correct? So if that's the case, you understand yourself that it should have been either a separate mitzvah or chelke from this mitzvah. And the Rambam doesn't mention it at all. And it should have been like Sherish Yud Beis, a Seder, that there's Haroma and Hoitzah. Dishun is no kashit, there's no tzivu with foolish Neterah. You have a limud of Teres Kohanim about Stodem Mizbeach, you know, whether that's a Pirush Makom, but there's no tzivu about it. So he says, "Tchti yezu shechayta machtem moy l'ritz v'etzem mizbeach he a mitzvah chol yoim." Maybe it means that that's the mitzvah b'chol yoim. But whenever they take out the desh, and that might not be b'chol yoim, we're going to take it out. Whatever they take it out, but that's a little bit odd because he says in Halacha Yud, "Halomas adesh ma'al mizbeach b'chol yoim." Mitzvah says, he says, that's the mitzvah. So l'chayr of the mitzvah is not part of it. So I'm not sure what happened. And even more confusing, okay, reading through the Rambam, when the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah sedeshin, or the mitzvah sedeshin, which the Torah is talking about, I'm confused which deshin we're talking about. Did they take the deshin which Sovets Mizbeach and took it out?
The tabuch they took out.
Oh, so what? So the Toitzos Adeshin is something to do with the Dishon Mizbeach and nothing to do with Aroma. Because he says he has a line here. He says, call me Imperic. In Halacha Yudala Tezvov, Perik Beis, Kol Mishiyitzu Min HaKohanim Mamalei Min HaDeshin Shoridu Lamata. Which Desh Shoridu Lamata? Who? The Kohen who was with the Machter or the Kohanim with the Magrefers? Chutz Le'ir Al Shefach HaDeshin Ve'enu Yitzos HaDeshin Chutz Pius Kol Reitze V'chule. He says, "V'chitim in a gacholim shis achle vo'esh v'yored lamato l'oretz v'hoifich ponlo." You know, and then he says, "V'tzeves a gacholim shechata al gabei ritzva." And the other one, it says, the dishon mizbech moidinoy selamato v'chol mishiyitzim rakohan mamale. Min adeshen shoridu lamata, unless it's referring to that deshen, they use the exact same phrase. Maybe that's what it is. So it means that the Hoytzoras HaDeshen is the culmination of the Deshen, which is not mentioned, and the whole mitzvah is... See, it's just very odd, correct? So I would have said, if you use the same phrase, that's what it means. We have to know if that's true. Now, okay. So now he quotes the pasuk which I mentioned before, that the reason why he's doing it maybe is to include kohen. Kvalis boya dini mitzvah zu become makomis min mesechta tamid v'kipurim. Okay. Next, mitzvah lamed aleph. Okay. See here, especially if you assume the Rama Mechele Gimel Perig Mem Hei, that Shluch Teit Meim is part of Shmira, and it's Lechovoid, Oysel Lefovo, Shlehasa Sichel Mechele Tmeim, so the not having Tmeim there is Lefoyer the Mikdash. Okay? You could probably also throw in what he says in Perig Mem Zion, that he wanted for the godless to pay the bebe, that you should, that not that many people come there, that they detmei him, and it's very difficult not to be a tome, and he points to his Rosh Chazera, and he just, you know, he says people, different vorm of tmei falling into the food, you know, the place is flying with tumor. So that's to keep, to limit the people in the Beis HaMikdash. Also the same type of thing. But it's the foil of God del Amokit. Now, Rami in a kotze, l'shalecha et meim imach neshchina, shehu HaMikdash, shenema vishalchu min amach nekol tzorua. See here, whatever you're going to say about the mitzvah beis habechira, as he says in Chof, he looks at Rambam and said the mitzvah is beis habechira, and also me and Akotze, here he changes to mikdash. And it could be that his opinion was that in Noi V'Givon and Shiloh, there was certainly Shluach Tmeim. Okay? But then the issue becomes very strange, because the shluach tameim lefoy legadel, and the guy lefoy legadel is only a mikdash, so you know you don't know where you're standing from. Okay, so it becomes a little bit odd, whichever way you do it, if the diuk is a papa diuk or not. Okay, next. It's also in Protei Mitzvahs. He says, Shlach Shalech Etmeim and Amikdash. And in Perek Gimel, Abiyas Amikdash, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Seile, Shalech Chol Etmeim and Amikdash, Shem Vishalchum and Amachne, Kol Tzuah, V'chul Eloah, V'chol Tamei Nefesh. So L'chira, one would have assumed that the Mitzvah is on the community, on the Tzibur. L'shalech, Chut Tzumach Neshchina. As Ram says, in the Siyum Minyan HaMitzvos, He says, "Ukeshitestakil kol elu hamitzvus shekodem zichrom hine timsa mehem mitzvah shehem choyva atzibo lo kol ish viish kagon binyan beis habechira." Okay. Now, next. The Bahag doesn't count this in Minyan Kumvase, Mitz Kumvase. He counts it in Parshas and Mesuzah Tzibur. Parshas Shluch Tmeim. I don't know why, but that's really not my issue over here, but it's an observation. Rav Sadi Gaon does an amazing thing. Rav Sadi Gaon has two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs in Minyan. The two mitzvahs are like this. In the new Lapsadigan, which just came out, in Perek Zion on page 71, Va'aboyim v'achas, shekol tomei bi'echod min anyonim alolu, mishuloch mimachne b'nei ahalein. What's machne b'nei ahalein? That's machne shechina, right? Now, on the next one, for our boy Mishtaim, Shakol Mitzera, Dafka, Mishulach Mikol Machne, Bnei Yisrael. Machne Yisrael. Kefi Shenema, Kol Yimei Asher Negebo, Yitmo, Tomehu, Bodad Yeshev Michutz Lamachene Moishovoy. So he agrees with the Ram, which we'll see about later, because the Ram's Mashmo said there's only one mitzvah say. And the mitzvah say of Tomei Meis, Zav, and maybe even Mitzera, is only for Machne Shechina. In the mitzvah say, correct? Because he says, "Shezeh machnu." Did he say, "Shezeh machnu machnu shechina"? There's no other mitzvah say. Okay. The Rav Sadi Gaon also puts zav and tomei meis. He puts zav and tomei meis together. Mitzvah is a separate mitzvah for machne. That is for machne b'nei Aaron. And Mitzera is for Machne Bnei Yisrael. Okay. See here, you find a similar thing in the Rash Mishans. In Kalim. So I heard from my Rebbe that the Rash Mishans' opinion, my Rebbe used to say, the Rash Mishans' opinion in Kalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, the Ayos Mukadeva Mas, Ayos Mukafes Choymo, Betoris Kohanu Pashas Bahar, Sinai, Tanya, Gavibote Oy Choymo, Ish Kiyimko Beis Moishav Il Choymo, Vachule. And he says, like this, Umistavlo, Duhu Adin Kan, the Mishalchim Mitocha Mitzera Umitzera Mishtalei Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes Kedashirim Mikro Perek Eil Dvorim Ubitchila Sifro Beparshis Nosei V'Kidesh Yoshua Kol Ayos Mukofus Chaymo B'Kedushas Machne Yisrael Avoloi Kol Eretz Yisrael V'Loshah Ayos She'im Mukofus Chaymo. So it comes out according to Sifri Zuta, Machne Bote Orechoyma have a Kedusha of Machne Yisrael, and that's the Chiyuv Shuluch Mitzvah. So basically, the Shuluch Mitzvah is a din of Shuluch Chutz Machne Yisrael. It's just the Bote Orechoyma have a din of Machne Yisrael. However, the Rambam is the shluch shluch chutz l'mabotar echoyma is not shluch machnas of tmeim, but it's medini tumas mitzera. And botar echoyma don't have a kedusha of machni Yisrael. The Rav used to point out that it might be 2 days in Rashi. So Rashi, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a stealing Rashi in Eilchin and in Shavuah. It's not a stealer. The question is, how you makadish botar echoyma? So, 1 day he says that it's with Teda, and the other one he says any day it's a stira. So, if it's Teda, then it's Tushas Machna Yisrael. And if it's not Teda, it's a different Kedusha. We don't know what it is. Okay? And that's what the Rav said. That's why the Ram quotes it, not the din of Shiloh Metzera, Chutzabot Erechema. He does not quote it. In it was based on Mikdash when he quotes the Yim Mashalach the Mitzera Chutz L'Gimel Machnais in Mikdash, but the Din of Bot Erechayma is quoted in Hilchos Tumas Ras. Okay, and this I'd like to add to that, that the Seder, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ras Perek Yud Halacha Vav Zayin Ches Mitzah say She Mitzera Muchot Mechuse Reishai Koyim Echilutai, Kriyot HaSofim Kovel, Uforim Begodov, Umodiyah Oivrim Olov, Shutom Vishnem Vatsu Asher Boya Nega. This, if you remember, this is the din of Hekem Mitzera, which we discussed by Richas and Sherish Yer Aleph. Okay? And they're all different types of Hekem Mitzera, is all one mitzvah. Then right after that, he says, Din HaMitzera, Shelo Moshev Levadoi, Chutz li'ir, shenema mi'chutz l'machne moshavoy. V'dov zeh v'yos mukefes chimo bi'eretz Yisrael bovad. So, bodad yeshev mi'chutz l'machne moshavoy is the peculiar din in Mitzera in the Boter Echim. That's the Ram puts it over there. Mamish, together with the din of Hekem Mitzera. And that's liois in the mina kotze liois amitzera yadul lakol b'dvorim amurim boy b'god of yufrumim v'lishia pfrua v'asof miyate v'tome tome yiko. Okay. And the Ram very clearly also in mina kotze lamed aleph l'shalech tmei mimachne shechina v'shehu mikta shenem v'shalchu min amachne. Okay. Interesting, I'm not going to involve in this, but I probably should have. Maybe I should do it in general. There are two lavim. There's one lav for Machne Shechina, and one lav for Machne Leviyah for Tumah Yotzeh L'Megufo. Okay. But Mitzvah say it's only one, and it's only Machne Shechina. Interesting is, in Mishneh Torah, there's an about face. Because the Mishneh Mitzvah say, L'shaleach kol ha-tmei min ha-mikdash, in Perek Gimel, Aloch Aleph to Gimel, is like this. Shenemal, v'shalchu min ha-mach n'chol tzuah v'chol zoh v'chol tomei l'nefesh. Ze ha-mach ne'om u'kan, Umachne Shechina, Shui Pesach Azor, as you should have named. Shomei Ani Shametzera, Vahazav, Vitome Meshlosh, and Mimokomechod, Talmuloimo, Betsuo Bodad Yeshev, Michutzla Machne Moshavoy, Ze Machne Israel. The Bodad Yeshev is Lachoy the Chidish in terms of Bodad Yechoimo, but the Chutzla Machne Moshavoy has to do with the Mitzera and Bias Hamikdash. Chol chamur, he says, and then he says like this: Ma mitzerish k'mosach chamur, chom shilucha mishluch haveirei. Of course, k'mosach chamur, chom shilucha mishluch haveirei. Lefich meshalchenes mitzerich chutz legimu machnes, shechutz leYerushalayim, v'neishu tamei bebiya. Ma she'en kein bezav hazav ad letamei. Meshalchen zovim bevezavois, v'nidas v'yoldois, chutz leshtei machnes, shehu chutz leharabayis. Mibine shehem etamina mishka va moishav. Afilu mitachas even misma. So the chayra, it's chilukim in the mitzvah say. The mitzvah say expresses itself in three ways. It expresses itself in one way. It's almost like the pak of Sheri Zion. It expresses itself in one way in the poshut tamei mace. Another way in tumas megufa. The third way in zav. But it's all in the mitzvah say. Let's continue. So it's a different approach completely to how this plays itself out. We discussed this Barichis and Sherishvi. Veloshe Sifri Vishalchu min amachne as horo letmeim shalikonsu lemikdash betuba. So it's an amazing thing. The word is Azhara, but it can't be an Azhara because it says tzivui, to do something. And the Ram uses this ki'ilu as a rayadoch that it's a mitzvah sase. You see what he did? Azhara means it's not the word Azhara, the ter, it's a tzivui. It's Azhara, the ter says that's what you have to do, I guess.
But it's on the Mitzvah, not the Kohen.
Yeah, it's also on the that's interesting, okay? Okay, but that's what it is, okay? Ukvah nichba tziva b'loshen achev, v'omroi, v'chiyye b'cho, ish asher lo yiyye toho mikrei loilo, v'yetze el machne, el michutz la machne, okay? Roitzaloima, or Kloima, be omroi, chut michutz lamachne, is machne shchina. Kmoshe oma, be mitzvah zu, be atzmo, el michutz lamachne, tishalchem. So this lachera, kmoshe oma, Bemitzizu, beatzmo michutz lamachne teshalchum. Lechera is referring to a posik. It's not referring to be'omrim the way it is in the tfus, that it's chazal. So that's why I thought the better thing is to say the shoma, as he referring to this posik in Bamidbar. So this is kefil. It's kefil. And Lechay is bringing raya that there's a tzivui. It doesn't really say it's Ashora, Lechay, that's the Ramam, that's the way it works. Okay? Oh, b'gmor psochim, that means the Gemara of psochim, Gemor psochim, el michutz l'machne, zu machne shchina. Peloshim mechilta, oh, now he has something. Sabbath b'nei yisrael b'shalchum min amachne b'yasei. Minayim b'leisa said tamaloi v'satamas machneim. See, he puts this mechilta as a sifrizuta again. He likes to use the word mechilta, and this l'chayr interprets what the ashol is before. I'm not sure exactly how, but l'chayr it can't be anything else. Then u'besifri v'yotze el mechutz l'machne mitzvah saseh. Okay, if you look, there basically is a two pronged discussion. There's one discussion about where and the beginning, and the whole focus over here is not the raya about the ashola. The raya is that it's machne shechina, and in both places where it's nichpal. And then he quotes two rayas from the chachme amadmatik yashmua that it's a mitzvah. Okay, there's one issue of where. And the second issue is that it's a mitzvah. Correct? Okay. Can I see, please, close it? I'm sorry. Just a little. Okay. Now, next. Mitzvah, shtayim, u'shloshim. Okay, 32. He says, "Ivanu lechabed zera aharon, ulenasom leimamom, v'nasi madrigosa madriga kedemis v'lishain." We'll see what that means. Okay, for Yuma. Now, what's going on here? Why is this here? So lechera, the kibud of zera aharon. Let's see. Where's the mitzvah? Let's even start forward. Where's the mitzvah? The mitzvah of the kiddushta, right? So what pasuk does Ram quote over here? For amroi the kiddushta ki es lechem elokecho hu makriv kodesh yelocha. So the machayev, he's not telling you the mitzvah. The machayev, the mitzvah, is the fact kain oivi b'mikdash. It's a cover for the mikdash. Okay. And beyond that, okay, the Rambam in the Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Hei, when he talks about the Hagdil Abayis, those things we want, the Hagdil Abayis, when the Shmira, when the Yira, the Hagdil Abayis, he says, the Hagdil Abayis Oid, Higdil Mailis Oivdov, the Nivdilu HaKohanim Alevim. So this is the Kiddashtoi, is also part of the mitzvahs of Mikdash. Okay? And that's why he's going to work very hard later to prove even it's a Balmum, b'chule. Because if it's only the Kohen Oimer, it shouldn't be a Balmum. So he has a problem. Okay. Now, next. The mitzvah is, he says, Lenaseim, so mina kotze is lachloik kovoid lezaru shel aharon ulakdimo lechol dover shebikdush shneima v'kidashte. So there's a mitzvah lechabed zaru shel aharon, and here he's just more graphic, and he says lenasom ulroimemom. Correct. But in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he introduces something new, where he says, Mitzah Sehi Lahavdi LaKohanim Ulekachom Ulechinom LeKorban Shenem V'Kidashtoi. Holy, I know what's going on there. I knew Hashem will pick this up. But it's a whole new element. So the mitzvah lochino la'avoida, and also lechavdom. Prote mitzvahs, lechavdom was not lekadesh hakoyin la'avoida. Lekadesh hakoyin la'avoida. He doesn't mention covered at all.
That's the nerve of the pasuk.
Then he says, now this v'nosei madregosa madrega kedemis v'rishayna in kapach it's v'nachshivom b'mailis hakadusha. It's not only the way we act with them, but it's the way we look at them. Right? It's the way we perceive them. Correct? Now, let's see about this. And this is like this. V'afilu yimonu oisoi lo nishma lehem. So basically, the koinim are not a bottom. You have to mechaber the koinim, even though, and they're not the bottom for mechila. And l'chayri is the reason why they're bad of mechila, because not mechabeding them, mechabed through them, mechabed the rabbanish and do with them. They're not a bailin. Now, v'zekulo hagdolo, v'zekuloi hagdolo kel yisala. Okay, It's very clear, you know, what we're talking about. It's Kain Laveda. Now, so it means the Kiddush is because the Kaddish Baruch is Bocha b'hem. Okay. So, since the Mechayiv is the Bechira, you can imagine it's Noeg Bizman Hazeh. The reason why Hashem was Berech HaLavoida, but it was because of the Bechira. Okay. He doesn't say that they're Muchan LaAvoida in the Nusach HaMitzvah. He says that in Mishneh Teira. However, in Mishneh Teira, where he says that the Ika Mitzvah seems to be to Mechin LaAvoida, you could have imagined it's not Noeg Bizman Hazeh. As the Rambam says very clearly, that all mitzvahs which is Talib and Mikdash are not Noeg Bizman Hazeh. However, the Chinuch has the Nusach of the Rambam, even though he has the nusach like the Rambam in Mishneh Torah that the Ika is lachinu la'avoda, he still says v'noheg is b'chol mokah b'chol zman b'schom lekeish mitzvah kulun lachabed zera aron.
Every place else the Rambam says kohanim. This is the only place he's saying zera aron. It would almost sound like
Chol
included, but I don't think
Chol is included. I think what he wants, because I think since the Mechayiv was the Bechira, and the Bechira was an Aaron, so it's only Vivite, only as far as it's Zer Aaron, I would assume. That's what I would assume. But it's certainly an interesting observation. Okay, so now, here's an interesting thing. Ubo ha-peilush. Ubo ha-peilush. So, chere, it's a pirush makubo. From Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubo ha-peilush, v'kidashtoi, l'chol dovish guz. That's the pshat v'kidashtoi. Liftoich rishon, levorich rishon, v'lito mona yofa rishon. Correct? See here, is it coming to be Moisif? On besides the foyer, Ulureme, Unasom, Lachshivom, this, it's also to do this, it's a Pirish Noisaf? Or this is the way you machabed them? Okay? And the truth is, there's a confusion itself. And we'll see that the Minyan HaKotzer and Lamed Beis is mashma that it's two separate things. L'chabed zara shel aharon u'lakdim l'chol dovah shebekdusha. So it's two separate things. So you say, however, in Mishneh Torah and Klei Mikdash, in Perek Dalet, Aloch Aleph and Beis, it's so called Odom, Yisrael Linuk, Behen Kovod, Harbe, u'lakdim l'chol dovah shebekdusha, Liftoyach, Batera, Rishon, v'chuleh. So that's what the Chabdo is. So it's not the, okay? It's the Pshat. It's not Kilo Hisofa, correct? Here in Sefer Mitzvah, we have no clue. The truth is, if you'd accept Kapach, that the way we perceive, I would assume it's a Hisofa. Because there's a, to pick them up, or maybe it's an explanation of the first thing that he says we have to remember the God law and we should perceive in a certain way. And then he says, Abor Pelush. So maybe that's the beginning. You have to know what we're talking about. It's only the remember the God law. That's the Pelush remember the God law. I'm not sure. Whatever, it's not clear over here. Okay? Now.
So probably that there's a Pelush Makubal on things that look like the mitzvahs, the Rabbanim, the Torah, Rishon, the Baruch Rishon.
I don't know. I just know this is the way we explain it. I'm not sure it has anything to do with anything. Mariyof Rishon is okay. Liftoyach, wherever it is, whatever it is, whatever thing we have, whatever is noyeg, that's a. I'm not sure that was a nusach of the mitzvah necessarily. The pirush, it's rishon. And pirush mishnah is a very interesting thing because the Gemara Gittin says that Talmud Chochum is before Kohen, and the Ram has whole discussion against the midig. I think it's probably. He's referring to the Ashkenazim or very didactic and halachas, and they messed it all up over here. Because you look at who he's talking about, you'll see. But usually they're much more didactic in here where they didn't get it. And the truth is the Mishnah Torah fell off it because he's ready to accept the mini, calls the mini stam. It's an amazing difference in terms of approach. Okay, we're not getting involved in this. But he says the Pirush Bo'ah B'Kabbalah in Perek Hei al Mishnah Ches. And he says, this is the Kiddashdei, is the Hagdomas Ayachas, Yimachdin Koyim V'achav Koyinga, V'achav Godol Amo'oretz, V'chuli, has the whole Seder in Lachiyosei. But it's not that Koyin is the first. The Koyin is the first in a certain Shura. It's a very interesting thing. And also the Pirush Mishnayis in Huryos, okay. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayinis, because if you look at it, okay. Now I do something else. So L'cheira, we look at Mishnah Teira, and he says Vitzorich Kilu Lifteirach Rishon. The question is that Vitzorich means that it's a Drabonon, and he's chazing the whole idea of Pirush Mekubal, or it still is a Pirush Mekubal. Okay, Pums the Bach is not Messiachet to what seems to be in Sefer Mitzvahs over here, what seems to be clearly in the Mina Kotze, what he says clearly in Pirush Mishnayis is a Pirush Mekubal, and says that it's a Drabon according to the Rambam. Okay, that's what he does. And he says, I think his Raya is, that since the Rambam says Mitzorich, and that's not a Lashon of Drabon. I'm a little bit confused about that. That the Rambam does use the word Tzorich on a Deraisa. I have at least two places. So I'm not sure, I'm not convinced about the Raya. This one, you certainly agree with me. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, Haloch Aleph. Mitzah say, Men Atele, Lekadish Shabbos, Bedvorim, Shnei Mezochas, Yom Shabbos, Lekadshoi, Kol Mezocheil, Zechira, Shevach, and Kiddush. So I don't think anyone disagrees about that. Okay. And Huchas Geneva, Mitzah say, Litzadik Hamoznaim, Mishkolis, Midis Yofel, Yofel, Ledaktik, Becheshboinen, Shem Mozin Sedik, Avnit Sedik, Eifel Sedik, Vihin Sedik, Vachim, Midis Akaka, Tzoch Ledaktik, Becheshu Mishikas Achevo. Meshich Zakaka, Al Pir Ikrim is Barim Bekisra Gematches. It's talking about the geometry, how you work it out. Okay?
Why would you say Tzorchis Rabban? And what's the Havag?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. So this is the Bach, the Yodain Simchav Ches, Levshe, Drav Chiski, Vachuli, a whole discussion. That's what does in Chav Ches. And you can pick it up and just do it whatever you like. This is what he claims in Ram. Okay? Now, when the Ram says Mishnah Torah, Lochinum Lavoida, what are you supposed to do? It's like very nebulous. It's like, you know, you like to have a mitzvah, you know what you're supposed to do. So what the Rav said over here, in Seder Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Alocha Aleph and Beis, is a Kohanim Huvdalu Michlal Levim, Lavoidus a Kabbalah Shneimu. So it's Aharon, and that's why I made it a Zera Aharon. Okay? Kodesh Kodoshim. Umitzah say he lahavdil hakohanim, ulakadshom, ulachinum lakolbum, shinemo vikidashte. Kzech melakachu makrif. But so kolodim Yisrael linog, behin kovid halbe, ulakdima. Okay? Like Dimoy, Lace in the Chol Dovah Shebekdusha. Lefteach Rishon, whatever it happens to be. So the mitzvah lehavdilam lechayis lekayim that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hivdim oisam me'alavim. And that's the bi of that gomo hakohanim. That's why he says huvdu mechlal levim lavodes hakabonis shneim aviyla. And that's what you're supposed to do, lavdilom, and to do for avoda. And lochin lavoda, because that was the tachlis of the havdolosam. And there's also mitzvah lavdil lechol dovah shebekdusha. The chinuch also lekadish zera aharon lekachom ulachnisum lekorban v'zehu ikar mitzvah ikar asay le'natim b'chol dovah shebekdusha. Now, so the question is, what's lachinum? So the Rav said, "There's halacha gimel." Right after that, he says like this, and there's halacha dal. It's an amazing thing. Halacha gimel. Miyad achay siyum. When he finishes the eich mechabdin, he says Moshe Rabbeinu cholak hakohanim leches mishmoris arba o me'elozer v'arba me'isama v'chein hoyu ad Shmuel Anovi u'me Shmuel Anovi me Shmuel chilkom hu v'David hamelech li'arba evi esrim mishmo v'akol mishmo mishmo loish v'chule v'lo mishlayim v'chule b'chalfim v'chule. Okay, halacha dalet, he says. Mitzvah sasei liois kol mishmores shavois b'regolim v'chol shiovo min hakohanim b'regel v'rotz lavod, he has the right to be oivet. So what's mitzvah sasei? Mitzvah sasei is to be equal. What does Lam say in Lamed Vav here? What's Lamed Zayin? What's Lamed Hey? What's Lamed? It's Lamed Vav. What is it? Can you give it to me for a second? No, 1 second. Lamed Vav. Oh, he says Shnitzavino Shiyu Hakohanim Oivdim Mishmolos. The Etzem Mishmolos Mitzase. In Mishnah Teira, he fell off this. The Mishmolos are the way you Mekayim Lachinam LaAvida. That's the way you set up a system that everyone should be able to be Oivid.
There's only one in Pirtei Mitzvos in Mishnah Teira.
What?
Only one of these two in the Pirtei Mitzvos.
No. There is a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is only Shavuos Beregel, not the Etzem Chiluk, that they're different. And that's how the Rambam said, Lachinam. The Megillus Esther seems to also say this. Not the whole shtickle over here, but the Megillus Esther. I think it's in Lamed Vav. And Lamed Vav, he quotes the Rambam, okay? Now, the question is, one more thing. When the Rambam says in the Protei Mitzvahs, Lekadosh HaKohen LaAvoda, it's mashma, the whole Kiddush is only Avoda, then you might be able to say the Bach. Or he maybe is mashma covered because not the Ikar Mitzvah, the way the Chinuch goes. In Moed Nevuchim, in Chele Gimel, Perek Mem Hei, Ulahagdil Abayis Oir Higdil Malos Oibdob Vinivdulu Hakohanim Balavim. So you get the mitzvah, the Avdolah. The Avdolah Avoida, whatever it is. Okay. So here clearly, if you look at the Anshalay Toima, Kedushim Yiyu Al Kochom, Vohoyu Kedush, Lorabas Balimum. The interesting thing in Mishneh Torah, the whole issue of Al Kochom is not mentioned. Okay. Shalei Toima, Achesh is there, ain't no roy. Lahakiv lechem elokov, Leeze dov and akmel and achabdeu, Lachinom of a hoy kodesh, Hazera nichba kula tamu balmum. Bukhule. You look at Hilchas Gezela, he says, Kain Shalwa. Okay. The question is, there's another major problem over here. You get the impression over here the mitzvah's on us. The problem is very clearly in the Gemara and the Torah's Kohanim, Dafnoi, that there's mitzvahs on the Kohanim. That and the question about being Tomei, that a kohen is not to go to basic follies, the Ram quotes something very interesting. And I guess we'll leave it at that. We'll have to talk more about it. But kohen shelo haveda perig yud aleph halach yud ches reveis hakfolis enu matam lachzira shivas yom shiv enu lachzira shibeish shemakayim mitzvahs aseh shel hoshev aveda mevatel aseh shel kedushim yihyu. What does no aseh kedushim yihyu? Kedushim yihyu is in the parasha from Vikidashta. So Kedushim Yiyu is V'oiva Aloysase Shel Lo Yitame. Lo Yitame Baal Ba'amov. Okay, so here the question is what happens and how it fleshes out the Mishnah Torah and who the mitzvahs are and what the mitzvah is. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll pick up the mitzvah next.